Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
It's when we were preaching, and when I was preaching in that registered church, I started preaching, God is God. And it would come out like this, God is God. Religion isn't God. God is God. No man is God. God is God. And then I said, government isn't God. God is God. It wasn't long till I was set down. But you know, those Russian people got it. They'd come up to me afterwards and they'd say, Bog is Bog. See, that's their word for God, Bog. They'd say, Bog is Bog. They got it. I mean, from the whole sermon, there wasn't one thing to get, but Bog is Bog. Their eyes were shining, and they'd come up to me afterwards, the little old ladies in their little kerchiefs, and they'd say, Bog is Bog. And I mean, it not only got down inside of them, it got down inside of me. And it's been down inside of me ever since. God is God. And God is God, and He's the Father of glory. He is building Himself a house in this earth, and He's going to fill it with Himself. And when you talk about a glorious church, you're talking about a church filled with the glory of God. God Himself. God. God in our hearts. God's glory in you. So overpowering your flesh that you will be changed from glory to glory and you will be transfigured. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're just about to go, I'm telling you. We're just about to be transfigured, and if we want to get these tapes out, we better hurry. That's right, Pastor said. Because we're just about to be exploded on by glory. Exploded in by glory might be more technical, but who cares? It's just going to overtake us. God's going to overtake us. He's overtaking them down there in Dallas. I don't know if you heard about the revival that's hit. Brother Norval Hayes came to preach on at Brother Robert Tilton's church, the gifts of the Spirit. And he taught on them, and then they started happening, and they have not been able to stop it. And they're having glorious revival, and I've been watching it since Rachel told us what she did about the Holy Ghost linking us up with them, said there'll be one link and another, and when she hung down that phone and told me there'll be one link and another, God said to me, what are links? Links in a change, He said, they're circles. And they're linked up, and every work is completed to His glory. So I don't know about this meeting we're having, but it's going to be to His glory. It's going to come full circle. Started off with Him. Now as it walks in manifestation in the earth, we'll do our best to flow with Him that it might rise to give Him glory. Hallelujah. So it starts with God. He's the Father of glory. Now turn with me to Genesis 1:1. I'm going to teach you some things now that God told me to teach. I don't feel qualified to teach them, but I'm going to teach them anyway because I have to obey God. We've been to Sweden and Finland and Norway, and we were so high, I tell you, because even in Finland we heard an angel sing. I've shared that with you. We saw the fire. All the people who were there in the prayer meeting heard it. We saw the fire. We saw the power. We saw it among the youth. I was so high, I was literally flying. And Jim Caseman didn't want me to crash. So he warned me before we got to Denmark that it was a dark place. That whatever they do in Sweden against the law and anything goes there, that it's against the law to spank your children. Pornography, homosexuality, anything goes. And he said, the Danes say that anything Sweden does, we take it and do it 10 times worse. So he said, don't expect anything in Denmark. I've been there before. We got to Denmark, and guess what? Saw the same thing. A busload of young people came from Copenhagen to the meetings. They'd had miracle healings in their midst. And there they came in the glory and the fire and the power of God. And God said to me, you preach to the young people. And he told me, he said, now the young, I'm not so interested just in their young bodies. He said, God sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. But he said, I'm looking to see if they'll go with the flow, if they'll change. And he showed me the difference between old folks and young folks in the spirit. He said, whether you can count yourself as one of the young is whether or not you can change. He showed me how a little baby will roll down the steps and their little old bones are so supple they get to the bottom and they just wah, but they hop up and walk. But he said, you take someone who's older in age and their bones will crack, just break. He said, you can judge whether you're young or old, according to the scriptures, if you're supple, if you'll bend, if you'll change, if you'll go with the flow. So he said, preach to the young folks. Well, the room was filled with them, plus one old white-headed guy. He danced all over the room, and he was one of the youngest ones. We got to Munich, Germany. There was a Bible school, not tied up with the Bible school in Sweden in any way, but the same things are happening right there in Munich, Germany. They drove me by the place where Hitler started his tirades. It's the very city he came out of. And there's the fire and the power and the glory of God. And I looked around in those young German faces, and they got the same things on them, those young Swedish faces. They had the same looks out of their eyes. Nobody up in Sweden took a picture and said, here's how you look. This is the way you do it with your musicians up there, and here's how you do it. Nobody told them that, but there they were. I'm telling you, this thing is orchestrated. It's orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. No man has done it. God did it. And there were these young Germans, and I could see those strong German faces, the strength and power in them. And one of them, they said, that girl came out of the punk rock scene. When she came here, she told us she hadn't washed her feet in a year. You should have seen her. She looked like an angel to the devil. Made a great play for the youth of this hour, because this is the hour when they're coming forth to do exploits for their God. And the Lord said to me at that Bible school in Germany, we have it done right by our young people. We sent them to school. We had very wise looking people stand in front of them with a place of authority and teach them opposite God's word. We send them to school dressed up in their pretty little dresses. I know Shelley and Brenda both started the school in the same dress their grandmother made them. I still got it. We're going to take it up and let Kylie start in it. She's going in a Christian school. We sent them to schools, and we gave their minds over to textbooks which speak opposite the Word of God. Not everything in them, but much. Especially to do with Creator, our Creator, and our Father God. And so they came out with big questions. And he said, when I got to Germany, he said, you teach them concerning these things. So you are not an expert. I'm certainly by no means an expert. Well, we're going to teach them just a little bit right now for the foundation. We owe it to this generation of young people to give them the truth of the matter and not leave them hanging in oblivion. What's right and what's wrong? And so, please turn with me to Genesis 1:1, where everything begins as all true things begin. Say it with me, the first four words. In the beginning, God. Nothing else. God. In the beginning, God created the heavens, all of them there are, and the Bible speaks of three, so there are at least three. Paul said he went to the third heaven. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So he created everything that we know. Beginning at the third heaven where Paul went, we could say that's the place of God's unveiled glory. He fills all the heavens and he fills earth too, but there is a place, the third heaven, where his throne is, where his glory is unveiled and in its fullness dwells. Then there's the starry heavens that we see, the space that we travel in now. And then there are the atmospheric heavens where the birds fly and we've got our air and clouds and all that business. All those heavens were created by God, the Father of glory. He also created earth, this planet. Genesis 1:1 describes a time and a place that not much more is written about in the Bible. But another place you can read about it is the book of Peter, 2 Peter. Turn to 2 Peter. Well, here's something we're supposed to look about in the last days. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. They don't walk in the Spirit, they walk after their own lust. And saying, here's how they talk. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. From the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Peter says, there was another world. He said, no, they're ignorant. They don't know. Those people in the last days are saying, oh, he's not coming. How many of you have heard that? I've been hearing that all my life. Maybe they're 40 years old. How old is all their life in God's time? If 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years, 1 hour. All my life I've been hearing he's coming, and he's not here. Everything's just the same. I hope you don't talk like that, because if you do, Peter said, you are ignorant. Ignorant of the Word of God.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.